Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Some years ago, honey, I remember having a conversation with my spiritual father and co-founder of the Debt Free Army, Brother John Avanzini. That conversation is still as fresh today as it was then. He said, revelation of the word is like peeling the layers of an onion. One layer leads to another and another. We found that to be true, I know, in teaching prosperity.
That's true, for sure.
We're going to share four verses with you, which we believe holds the primary requirements for receiving the abundant supply, the flowing wealth that God promises each of his children. Coming into compliance with it will open the treasure house of God to you and everybody hearing our voice. First, Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke 6:38 says, give and it, meaning that which you've given, shall be given unto you. Notice the word give in this verse. It's a powerful word, give. Now, let me paraphrase verse 38 to show you just how big the word give really is. Give apples, and it apples will be given to you. Give clothing, and it clothing will be given to you. Give money, and it money will be given to you. Now, let's read verse 38 this way. Give money, and it money will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men pour money into your bosom. For with the same measure that you give money, it money will be given back to you. Well, don't fool yourself. If you expect to receive a financial harvest from God, you must plant some money seeds into the work of God.
Hallelujah and amen. Second, Galatians 6:7. Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Meaning, the kind of seed planted is going to end up being the kind of harvest that you receive.
That's true. That's so true.
It is so true.
Third, 2 Corinthians 9:6. 9:6 in the Living Bible. But remember this. If you give little, you will get little. A farmer who plants just a few seeds will only get a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much. Simply said, the proportion with which you sow is the proportion to which you will reap. 2 Corinthians 9:6, the Living Bible translation. But remember this, if you give little, you'll get little. A farmer who plants just a few seeds will only get a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much.
Wow.
Now, we need to point out that little and much is relative to what you have.
All right.
For a single mother working two jobs just to make ends meet, $20 would be a significant seed. However, for someone who has a six-figure income, $20 would not be significant at all. For the single mom, someone who's unemployed or widow, a $20 seed may be huge. Luke 21, verses 3 through 5, Classic Amplified. And he saw also a poor widow putting in two mites, copper coins. And he said, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For they all gave out of their abundance, their surplus. But she's contributed out of her lack and her want, putting in all that she had on which to live. For someone else, $20 may be the tip they give to someone serving them in a restaurant. But for you, or for some people, it's the money to put food in the refrigerator or the cupboard. The significance of your seed is based on what you have left after you've sown the seed.
Fourth, 2 Corinthians 8:12. 2 Corinthians 8:12 in the New King James Version. And this is what it says. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have. The implication of this scripture is that your gift should be based on what you have been provided and not according to what you have at the moment. In fact, what you have at the moment, or the lack thereof, may be the result of ineffective stewardship. But Ephesians 6:8 says, whatever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive from the Lord. So if you want to get out of debt, you need to sow debt elimination seeds into the life of a friend or your church or even the debt-free army, as we've helped and are helping millions become debt-free. But the point is, when you take this step of faith to help others on their journey to a debt-free lifestyle, it's amazing how God will get involved and energize your out-of-debt plan. The Message Bible translates Ephesians 6:8 like this. Good work will get you good pay from the master.
You know, over the years, honey, we've had many people ask how we can always be so happy in the midst of difficult circumstances. And we always say it's because we sow happiness. Driving down the highway, we've pointed this out a number of times. But I remember noticing my father wave at everyone. It wasn't because he knew everyone. He just loves people. Have you ever had someone wave at you in a passing car that you didn't know? I'm sure it made you feel good. In fact, you probably thought, who was that? Who was that that knew me that I didn't know them? The bottom line, if you want happiness in your life, then sow happiness into the lives of others. God will do for you what you've done for them. Ephesians 6:8 in the New International Version. The Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does. If you want to be rewarded, paid, and blessed, then make it your business, your mission, your passion to begin blessing other people. Throughout the Word of God, the theme of sowing and reaping repeats itself. It promises that when you generously give your money to the ministry of the gospel, God will abundantly return it to you.
Whereas God is on your side, understand this, the enemy doesn't want the word to work for you.
That's true.
To put the truth of this teaching to work, we have to put the truth of God's word to work in our lives. We have faithfully taught, really, God's word in this matter for years, really. God's word says that if you receive a benefit from one of God's teachers, you know, you should give into the ministry of that teacher. Here it is in the King James Version, Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now let's look at Galatians 6:6 in the Living Bible, which says it a little bit more explicit. Those who are taught the word of God should help their teachers by paying them. Let's look at the same verse one more time. However, this time, let me read it and read Galatians 6:6 in the Classic Amplified Version. It says, let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support. You know, one of the things we've brought up during this COVID time is the fact that we pray and believe that people are supporting their local church. After all, that pastor's probably been working harder than ever, even though he may not have been able to hold services in the church for a while. Whoever is feeding you should be the ones that you should be blessing. No matter which translation you read, though, it comes out the same every time. When we learn a truth from God's word, we're supposed to financially bless the one who's taught us. And we want to thank the many, and I mean our most faithful followers, listen to us and give and sow into this ministry. And for that, we are eternally and really preciously grateful.
Yes, we are.
That's now really not where it ends. For when we've been obedient and give to those who are teaching us, God faithfully multiplies it back to us. Believe me, we've seen this work ourselves. Seeing it from God's own word always helps. And it, like we said, Galatians 6:7 says, "For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." The biblical way to end shortage and insufficiency in our lives is to generously sow finances into the ministries of those who teach us, and to help those. We've actually helped people who needed a little help out of debt. And
yes, we have.
And we sow, and like we were talking about earlier, and that if you need to be out of debt, you can help someone else in that. Sends it back right back to you. That's why we pray over every seed really that enters this ministry, because it's God's good purpose to multiply your seed, and we like watering it.
Yes, we do. We're convinced there'd be much greater abundance in the hands of the children of God.
Yes.
We were all obedient to his command. But so many don't hear the truth, and some who do don't act on it. We do not write our blogs,
teachings.
Or teachings, mm-hmm. or even doing this broadcast every day. We don't do this to make friends. We
or
don't
to
do
make
that.
Money.
Or to make money. We write, we speak, we teach the Word of God.
Because it's the Word of God. And
that's
it works.
Exactly right.
The Word
Not just
works.
Part of it, but all of it.
Amen.
We carefully document everything in this and every teaching we do with Scripture.
That's right.
We do. What we teach is meant to benefit the hearer and the doer of the word. Yes, it may benefit us too, but God is faithful to us all.
That's the truth.
And I want to ask you too, before we sign off, our executive assistant for a long time, Diane, her husband Farley, his mom is advanced in age and lives in Fort Worth, Texas. And he flew out Sunday morning because there's great concern about her health. Praise God, the report today is better. But
just keep him in prayer.
Keep him in prayer.
Please.
Farley and his mother, Miss Termancy, just keep him in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You've been blessed by the teaching. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.